Nolte, top-tier candidate Kamala Harris now losing to Tulsi Gabbard. By John Nolte on October 31, 2019. One of the primary reasons Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, is losing to Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, is the same reason this news is so glorious. Hubris. You might remember that about 3 months ago, during CNN's presidential debate, Gabbard brutalized Harris over her record as a prosecutor who put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations, even though Harris herself admitted to using marijuana. Here's Gabbard's full mic drop. Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president. But I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. Post-debate, when asked specifically about this shellacking, Harris replied haughtily with, "This is going to sound immodest, but I'm obviously a top-tier candidate, and so I did expect that I would be on the stage and take hits tonight." For good measure, Harris added, "When people are at 0 or 1% or whatever she might be at, so I did expect to take some hits tonight." In other words, this lowly nobody from Hawaii thought she would increase her profile by taking a cheap shot at me, the mighty Kamala. Harris' arrogant response, that wasn't really a response and proved she had no response. On top of her hypocrisy over the marijuana issue. On top of her inability to give a straight answer about busing and medical for all. On top of the fact that she is not terribly bright, collapsed the Harris campaign seemingly overnight. For about 14 seconds, on July 7, Harris jumped into second place in the Democrat field. She was still 12 points behind slow Joe Biden, but she had climbed to 15% support. And then it all fell apart. She crumbled in the spotlight. As soon as all eyes were on Kamala Harris, the top-tier candidate proved she had no poise, no mind of her own, no real beliefs or principles, and was nowhere near ready for prime time. And now, karma has arrived. In the most recent national poll of the Democrat field from USA Today/Suffolk, it is Gabbard leading Harris by a point, 4-3. Granted, that is just one poll, but as of now, in the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Gabbard is less than 3 points behind Harris, 2.0-4.7. Check this out. In Iowa, where Harris is putting all her focus now just to stay alive, in 2 of the last 3 polls, Gabbard and Harris are tied. In that third poll, Harris is only up by a single point. Top-tier candidate Kamala is now in total freefall and her campaign is collapsing. As far as Gabbard, as soon as Hillary Clinton thrust her into the spotlight by smearing the Iraq War veteran as a Russian stooge, unlike Kamala, Gabbard was able to capitalize on the moment with humor, class, and dignity, which is why her profile and poll numbers are moving in the opposite direction of Kamala's. I have a whole lot more disagreements with Tulsi Gabbard than not, but that has nothing to do with the fact that, unlike Harris, Gabbard can handle pressure, is possessed with self-assurance, knows who she is, and has a mind of her own. I respect that. Kamala Harris, however, is a mess, easily the worst major presidential candidate I have ever come across, and this comeuppance is nothing short of glorious. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.